Hello, Al. How are you on this beautiful fall afternoon?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's been a long day, but all is well. Let me congratulate you on your latest album, All in Good Time. It is a nice body of work.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for taking some time out. I know you're very busy. As you should be, that's a beautiful thing. Out talking about All in Good Time and sharing it and getting the word out and sharing that music with everybody is much appreciated. But we're definitely going to talk about All in Good Time. But I want to take a minute, Al, because I have to talk about how incredibly talented you are. I can't go on into your body of work without talking about how creative you are and how talented you are. Oh, you're welcome. You tell me about music has basically been your entire life for all intents and purposes, right? So, since you started playing piano when you were four, how did you go from a 4-year-old playing the piano to this multi-instrumentalist who is just, I mean, how did that, what happened? Basically, how, what happened?
I had a lot of good people around me to emulate, and when I was very young, maybe 7, my cousins had a band, the Kingsmen, and I watched them play at family barbecues and things like that, and it just mesmerized me. I couldn't, you know, I had to do it. I wanted to do it so badly, and they let me sit in with them, and that was like, you know, sitting in with and they were rock stars.
Yes.
I was just a little kid, and it just really made a big impression on me and changed my life because it just gave me this desire to want to do this. And then I was fortunate to get a really great piano teacher at about 11 or 12, and there were no real books or anything out that had all the top 40 tunes at that time. A piano, and what he would do is sit there and write out the music for me. He would write, arrange, you know, whatever was on the radio, and that's how I started my journey, I guess.
Wow, that is you did so much. Like I was in awe that you may have started out playing the, you know, playing piano and sitting there with your family members and you know, and becoming the little rock star, but you eventually, it led you to you having your own recording studios and you doing that piece of, you know, that side of things too. I mean, what led you to even in that direction?
I was recording things in various studios, and in those days, in the analog days, it was really expensive to record. And I was fascinated by the equipment. I remember the first time I saw a large format console, I was maybe 17, and I was just blown away by it.
Right.
And I got very interested in recording technology and started reading about it and, you know, buying equipment and researching it and getting books, and we had no internet then, so
Right.
You know, that was the way you did it. You got books. And I just my first attempt at recording were two cassette players, and try to press play and record on both of them at the same time.
Right.
It didn't work out too well.
Well, hey.
So, you know, but then I moved on to a 4-track, and before you know it, you know, sitting in a 48-track studio.
I mean, I think that is well, it's smart for one, because you made a smart business, if you will, decision, and but at the same time, you were gaining knowledge, valuable knowledge in another piece of the industry that would, of course, surely years down the line, even, you know, up until today, help you. I call it being well-rounded. It gives you a well-roundedness that some musicians don't have. You know, they can play the instruments.
Yeah.
Right. They can play, but they may not know how to go in this into the sound room, or, you know, and really the technological piece of it. I guess is what you're trying to say.
It definitely is a big help. And it makes it easier to communicate with producers and other engineers and things like that, because you can, you know, you can speak the same language and can kind of zero in on it, make them understand exactly what you're looking to hear.
Right, exactly. So that all has helped you, I'm sure, navigate the waters, as you say, a little bit more easily, which, of course, only leads to not only making it easier, but probably easier to get exactly what you're looking for out of the project. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I was trying to say. Whew, it took me a second. I couldn't put it together. But that's invaluable. That's why I wanted you to tell me about, you know, the background and those things, because I find that has to be, well, that is a huge part of who you are today and your music today.
Yes, it is. That's true.
So, I want to make sure I mention that to you, because I found that very, very, it's not often that I speak to someone who's done it quite like you have, and for so very long, since you were four. That's incredible. So when we talk about All in Good Time, we have to also know that prior to All in Good Time, you had two other albums, Three Before Midnight and Times and Travels. So what would you say, Al, is the most significant difference between those albums and All in Good Time?
Well, Times and Travels and Three Before Midnight were both entirely produced by myself. And All in Good Time was produced by Niels and Jeff Lorber. So that's the main difference between them. The other difference is All in Good Time uses all live musicians. There's no, virtually nothing that's been programmed or anything like that. All live drummers, live bassists, live percussion, everything live.
Right.
So those two things put together, I think, give it a, you know, a more organic feel, and it has, I think it's a little bit more interesting to listen to, because it has all of the ideas and creativity of all these great musicians that I was really fortunate to be able to work with. And their energy really comes through in the record, I think.
I think I would agree with you. You mentioned Niels and Jeff Lorber. We share an appreciation and admiration for Mr. Lorber, as we've discussed, and his incredible talents. Tell me what it is you find most astonishing about collaborating with Jeff and Niels. What do you find most valuable and incredible and astonishing about working with the both of them? I guess, what is the best you pull from both of them?
I think they're both incredible talents, and they're both very willing to share that and to share their, I don't know, for lack of a better term, pearls of wisdom. They say, well, no, this isn't working, or this is working, and I liked it when you did that. You know, and to kind of give you a why, that's what I came away with, you know, a why. Why did that work? Why didn't this work?
Mm-hmm.
They're really dedicated to making the music, you know, as good as it can be. I mean, they really put a lot of time and effort and patience into it, and I found that astounding from two, you know, huge talents like that, that are both way up on the food chain.
Yes.
You know, for them to take the time and really, you know, spend the time with me, and I really felt very fortunate, and I was very impressed by that.
Tell me, well, I can definitely see that. I haven't spent time with Niels, but having spent time with Jeff, I can totally see I'm trying to kind of get a visual, you know, from being in the studio, as have you, and just, yes, the time and the atmosphere, which feeds into that what you just spoke about, that willingness to kind of just, you know, no, let's just sit here and, you know, and let's just get it, and let's just fine tune it, and let's just, you know, until we get it right. I can see that playing out, if you will, in around Jeff, definitely, because he's so laid back, yet he's so smart.
You know, he's very bright, yeah, and his mind works at light speed. I mean, the stuff that he thinks of, and he gets these ideas, and it's amazing the way he just, you know, all of a sudden he brings them to life. You know, in a matter of seconds, unreal.
Really. Unreal. Tell me a memorable Jeff Lorber in studio moment. Like, is there like one moment or one funny moment or something that you know you'll always remember from recording this particular album in the studio at a particular time?
I can remember that. We were having a conversation over email one day, and I had sent him some tracks. Actually, they were the demo tracks to Absolute.
Mm-hmm.
And he listened to it, and he writes me back, and he says, "Yeah, this is cool. Let's do this one. Let's cut this." He said, "All we need is a title." So I said to him, I wrote him back, and I said, "Well, I was thinking of, you know, Snake Bite." And he writes me back, and he says, "I have a song named Snake Bite." I was like, "Uh-oh."
Uh-oh.
Ripping off the master's title now. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
So we got into this discussion about physics, about science, and these cold temperatures where there's a thing called absolute zero, where all the molecules stop moving. It's like the coldest that anything could ever be, colder than outer space.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, "Oh, absolute zero." And I said, "Yeah, that's it, absolute zero." And he said, then I didn't hear anything back from him. And I'm like, well, a few minutes goes by, and I'm just sitting there staring at the computer, you know, hitting the send receive button, waiting for something to come back in. And he writes me back, and he says, "I'm calling your song absolute."
That's funny.
That's it. I mean, you know, when Jeff says that's the name of it, that's what the master spoke, that's it. That's the song.
That is hilarious. I love it because I'm getting the visual of you sitting here staring at a screen like, okay, I'm waiting. Okay, Jeff.
I'm like, uh-oh, he's mad at me now.
That, you know what, and all the while, Jeff is over there really laid back with his mind racing a million miles a minute like nothing to it.
He probably wrote 3 songs in that time I was staring at my screen.
Well, you know what? How fortunate for you to work with such artists as Jeff and Niels and even Eric Marienthal and Chuck Loeb and Ricky Lawson, you know, before he passed, and I mean, yeah. You and Jimmy Haslip. I mean, you're so fortunate. You got the creme de la creme going on here.
Yeah, I got the real guys. And you know, they're all such nice guys. I mean, really, it's they're just regular people. Really unbelievable. Eric, I met at a show, and when I was doing the last CD, and I said to him, "Man, I got this song. You know, I'd love for you to play on it. Do you think you'd be interested?" He's like, "Yeah, here's my email. Send it to me. I'll let it do it. It's something I think I can do. I'll do it." And he listened to it, and he said, "Yeah, I can play. I like this. I'll play it." So, you know, it's just, it's great to find people at that level of skill and knowledge that are just so nice and willing to you know, work with somebody who's not very well known at all.
Right, right.
And help and teach. You know, so many things I've learned from working with these guys. Really unbelievable.
I mean, those things, Al, are invaluable, priceless. Just from a learning standpoint, and thank you for pointing that out. That that they were so willing to invest time and not just say, okay, well, I'm gonna play this and here it is back to you. But they spent time and you were able to learn from them, and you were able to draw, you know, the best out of them. And that is that in and of itself is priceless, I'm sure.
It is priceless.
I just think it's wonderful when you collaborate with individuals, and that's what happens. That magic is made, and those relationships are formed, and now you can pick up the phone, and you can, you know, now it's like, okay, well, now the bond has been created. So, you know, you just laid groundwork. And in the meantime, created this wonderful collaborative collection of music and all in good time. And what's interesting is that each song has so much different, has its own personality, so much so that you can tell, okay, I hear Lorber in this. Oh, wait a minute, but I hear Nils in this. Oh, you know, you can kind of tell who put their stamp on it, yet it still is very much, but it's not all them. You know, it's Al.
Right.
You know, with the sprinkle, if you will, of Jeff, with the sprinkle of Eric, and with the sprinkle of, you know, so on and so on. So that's what I like about All in Good Time. Each track, I told you earlier, I was trying to figure out my favorite one. And I think Tranquility is going to have to win. Now that I think about it.
One of my favorites, too.
It is one of my... I think that's going to have to do it. Although, Connect the Dots is kind of good, too, now. I don't know. I don't know. I'm struggling. What's your favorite?
I'm not sure either. I really like Tranquility, and I like Sunnyside, the first single,
mm-hmm.
a lot. You know, I was talking with Nils one day, and I said, the songs, I said, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time to, you know, listen to the things that I'm thinking and that I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And, he said, of course, he said, you know, the songs, they're like your children almost.
Yes.
and I said, yeah, you know. You're right. They really are. They're just, you know, so it's so hard to pick a favorite, but, you know, there's something that appears and exists from nothing. And, you know, that makes them really special to the creator, I guess. And
yes.
Have somebody like Nils who really understood and took a lot of trouble to understand what it was I was trying to get across was really a great thing and made it really nice to work with him.
Well, I have to also plug Autumn Chill, because that's like my close runner up to my first favorite is Autumn Chill.
Autumn Chill is thank you for that. Autumn Chill is was the first song I wrote for the record, and it's really the song that makes the bridge or the transition from Times and Travels to All in Good Time. It kind of joins those two records together. And that one was done and didn't go through, you know, really not very many changes at all.
Mm-hmm.
Nils did a really, really great string arrangement on that. And when I heard that, it just really came to life. It just gave so much more to the track. But that's definitely one of my favorites.
Well,
I like them all.
Of course you do.
they all represent a different feeling, a different mood.
Yes, they really do. They really, really do. I mean, they really, really do. Kind of Autumn Chill and Tranquility to me kind of go. They're kind of along the same. They gave me the same feeling, if you will. But so I think that's why I leaned toward those two, because they made me feel the same warm and fuzzy, I guess.
Right.
But like you say, they each of your babies, each of your children have, even though they all have different fathers, if you will, all your children have all these donors that created beautiful children together. You guys created. They are all different and they all feel differently, but all in good time. The title, I know that comes from a very special place as well. Tell me, because I think it's beautiful. I know why, but tell me where the title comes from.
The title comes from my parents, and mom and dad used to say to me all the time growing up, you know, just work hard, be patient, and everything will come all in good time. And I always remember that, you know, when things get tough, you know,
yes.
You remember these things.
Yes.
In your childhood, and I always remember that.
That's, and such good, you know, I am a parent, so such good foundational, never will go wrong with teaching, if you will, from your parents. And I appreciate the fact that you remember that, and so much so, and it was so impactful that you titled your album after that that teaching. I'm sure you make your parents proud. Your parents would be very proud.
I hope so. They're actually going to come out to see me play in November.
Awesome.
Really, really excited about that.
Well, tell me this. How have you grown since your last album? Well, how do you think you've grown the most since your last album, Al?
Well, I had to practice. I had to practice a lot to play alongside Mills and Jeff.
You had to step your game up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I had to get that finger exercise book out again and start going over those things. But I don't know. I guess I just I hope that, you know, I've got a more keen ear to recognize, you know, to recognize what really works, what sort of works, and what doesn't work.
Wow.
That, you know, that's kind of what. You know, I learned a lot of chord voicings from Jeff. He had some great voicings that he does that he showed me. So that was really cool.
So you just, I mean, completely and totally, and you know, you walk away with an incredible album, but you also will get to take away from the experience a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just, you know, looking at a lot of things, you know, the way they mixed and the multi-tracks and seeing all of the different parts and, you know, their concepts of arranging and things like that. Yeah, it was a big learning experience and, you know, very enjoyable. I was, you know, to me it was fascinating
mm-hmm.
to watch and see how they build a track as opposed to how I build a track. And I just, you know, told them both, I mean, just listen, I'm going to defer to you guys, and whatever you think works, that's what we're going to do.
Right.
You know, I'm going to, you know, you're going to make the call. The final call is always going to be yours.
Wow.
So, you know, and they did, and it was just great because it freed me up to worry about, you know, just playing and arranging and doing different things, and I had them to make the tough decisions for me, so.
Exactly, and who?
And I trusted them both, you know, to do that.
Right, and who better? I mean, you were smart and wise in that way, too. You laid back and you left it into capable hands, definitely.
You know, it's something that my father always says, when you seek out a person for his advice, if you don't take it, well, that's so smart.
Basically, yeah. And another thing I like to, a friend once told me, and I find myself telling my children, is that, you know, you don't have to be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but you should have better surround yourself with some sharp knives. You know,
that's right.
Yeah, you better be at least amongst in the drawer with them. You know,
right.
if you're going to play, get in, play with the right people.
Yeah, but the good guys, yeah, that's it.
So I find myself using that parallel quite a bit. What is next for you, Al? What is next on your as you know, I know you're out promoting and working and sharing all in good time, but what do you have going on the rest of the year? Although we don't have but what, 2 months left? Oh my goodness, 2.5 months?
Yeah, I have in November I have a show. I'm opening for Jazz Funk Soul, Jeff Chuck and Everett Harp.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited about that. That's going to be at the Madison Theater in Rockville Center, New York. And so I'm getting ready for that, and I have some great, great players doing the show with me. In fact, Nils is coming in from L.A. to do it with me.
Awesome.
So I'm going to have Nils on stage with me. Yeah, I'm really excited about getting to play live with him. And I have Ron Jenkins on bass. And Joel Rosenblatt from Spyro Gyra on drums.
Oh, my goodness.
And a guy from Connecticut named Chris Geith, who you probably
know. I know Chris. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chris is going to be doing some keys in the back for me. And it's really, you know, just all great musicians. And I'm practicing again.
Oh, yes, you are. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm practicing hard because, you know, those guys are all great. And it's just really going to be exciting to play with all those guys.
It's going to be fun. I mean, there's nothing better than live, live, live.
It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, so that's what's happening the rest of the year. I'm hoping that in 15 there'll be some more live shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's really going to be the goal, I think, for 15 is to get out there and maybe hit some other cities and play live.
Please do. You must do that. You must get out and share because it. I mean, with all the talent and the music on this album, there's you definitely. I mean, I'm sure people are looking forward to. I mean, and since it was done live, you know, with all live musicians, I'm sure once you do that live show, especially when you get to do it with Neil sitting in. Oh, it's going to be so incredible, and to just, you know, to do that on the road and to get to do that all, you know, all across, so in different people can experience it, would be just awesome, 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 awesome.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. So we're working on that, and I'm actually writing some stuff now for the next album. So you know, that's always on an ongoing
part. Exactly, exactly. Well. You're going to just stay busy. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'm going to stay busy, and I'm hoping to get down to the Fayetteville area to do a show because I just get so much airplay down there.
Really?
Times and Travels, and this record is just getting a lot of airplay down there, WFSS.
I'm going to have to look into that. I don't live near Fayetteville. I'm in Charlotte, but I am going to look into that because that means Fayetteville has a station that is, and you know what else I'm going to do, Al? I'm going to make sure that the radio station here, that only gets, it only plays jazz on Saturday, I mean on Sundays for a few hours. However, I'm going to see that this gets in rotation. Some, how about that?
Great, thank you.
I surely am, because there's no way in the world Fable should have it, and we don't. That is not.
Raleigh has it. WSAJ.
Oh yeah, see this. Yeah, we got to change that.
I'm getting a lot of good play down there, so I'm looking forward to coming out there and doing a show somewhere.
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm going to do my part, Al, and introducing you to at least this market via my friend who works on radio. I'm going to have to make sure he puts this on air and let him know that Raleigh and Fayetteville have the jump on him. And that is not acceptable because we are the Queen City, and that's not acceptable. So, tell me how your fans can follow you and keep up with where you are and what you're doing on social media, Al.
They can go to my friends and fan page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go to my website, which is aldegregoris.com. And everything is up there. The the dates are up there, and there's bio and pictures and all kinds of fun stuff. But I'm always trying to put stuff up there.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate it. And you also on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, yep. You can follow me on Twitter.
Okay, and now this is where I put everybody on the spot, because I always, like, force people to do Instagram. I'm just, I always ask everybody, and everybody's like, yeah, I do, but I kind of don't know how to work it. Yeah, but I do, but nothing's on there yet.
Yeah, I don't know how to work it either.
Well, see, you're not alone. You're not alone, Al.
I'm just getting the hang of Facebook.
Well, I can tell you what, you better get on it, Al. You, because we want to see pictures of all your shows, and we want to see, and we love seeing, and behind the scenes, and in front of the scenes, and fans love that. They eat that stuff up.
Well, then I'm going to have to learn how to work Instagram, I guess.
You're going to have to learn to work Instagram, and then... And see, the good thing about Instagram is if you post it to Instagram, like if you post a photo to Instagram, you can set up to automatically go to Twitter and Facebook automatically. So you have to do but one thing.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's good.
See? I just helped you out.
Yeah, you did. You said I learned something.
Because it is a lot of work. I mean, social media is a job all by itself.
Really is.
So now if you just use one, you can just, it spreads the love, and it'll just spread the love all around. And I know, you know, and we'll keep up with you via your website and Facebook. And I'm going to do my part, Al. I promise you to, get all in good time, make sure it gets its fair share and some love in my area for sure. And, I'm going to look for you. So in the near future, and definitely in 2015, I'm sure our paths will cross somewhere along the way. And
so.
Much success with this upcoming show, Al. Much success with the album, and it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate it. And once again, All in Good Time is fabulous. It is
so much. A
wonderful project.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al. And you enjoy this warm weather, because it might be getting cold soon, so you better enjoy this warm weather.
Yeah, I'm going to go out there and check it out right now. I think it's still pretty warm.
Well, you enjoy, and we will be in touch, and you have a wonderful afternoon, okay?
You too.
Thank you, Al. Okay, bye-bye. All right.